Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, Ralph Marlboro here. We need your support to keep Saints Happy Hour going this offseason. Please support the show by becoming a patron so we can continue to cover the Saints in the ridiculous fashion you've come to expect. If you support the show, you get access to the podcast ad-free. No ads ever. Plus, you get our world-famous booze bundle, 4 swag items, amazing, and you get access to our private Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7. So please support Saints Happy Hour so we can keep this amazing community growing. Support the show at saintshappyhour.com today.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. This one's free. But you should become a patron and you get access to this podcast every single day. And Andrew, let me tell you, I read the Apple reviews, people that if you don't give us 5 stars, don't give us any stars at all. And a lot of people complain about, I hate the commercials. They have too many commercials on the free ones. Well, let me tell you something. You can pay $7 a month and you get this podcast ad free. That's a commitment that we have to our patrons. No ads ever. So you just become a patron, pay $7 a month, get the podcast every day, not a single freaking ad in it. Done and done. So, Andrew, you and me both, maybe you more so, are, like the rest of the patrons that are in the Discord, addicted to the PFF mock draft simulation tool. Just running simulations out the wazoo, themed ones. People are like, just drafting Louisiana players. They're drafting names that I can't pronounce and that sort of thing. So we wanted to do different themed mock drafts every week until the draft actually happens. And I said to you, Andrew, I want to do the draft for the Saints. I want to do worst case scenario. And I want you to set up the simulation in PFF because you know how to run it.
I've got it paused right now, and I've set that up. It happened. This is as bad of a scenario as I can imagine. and what it is, so just to quickly, like all the pass rushers, and I'm talking even Azeez Ojulari of Georgia, you know, the skinny guy, like all the pass rushers are gone. All the corners are gone. So, you know, Caleb Farley, gone. Christian Barmore, the defensive tackle, gone. The receivers are gone. Rashad Bateman's gone. So, like, all of these exciting prospects that you want are out, and what you're left with at 28 is all the tackles. Basically, none of the offensive linemen really got taken, and so a lot of these offensive tackles that were graded in the 20s, like, that's the question. Do you want to take one of these guys right now? Do you want to take an offensive lineman? And if the answer is no, like, this is what our board looks like. You know, you could go linebacker, Zaven Collins, but I don't know. Like, I worry about his speed. You know, I wonder if he has the sideline speed to cut it in the NFL. I mean, you have a safety in Trayvon Morig, who out of TCU, who, if we had lost Marcus Williams, I'd be all about him. But the Saints don't really need a safety. So that's not really, you know, we got a ton of tackles. Ton of exciting looking tackles. And then, you know, the only other thing I can say is if you want to make a reach for like Asante Samuel Jr., you know, who I think is maybe a little bit too small to be your number two corner, or Terrace Marshall out of LSU if you want to go get a receiver. So, like, that's your board. But, like, you know, Quiddy Pay, Jason Owe, Christian Barmore, they're all gone, man. All the corners are gone. So this would be the worst case scenario.
Oh, man.
I just think you got a lot of guys like Trayvon Morig, love him. I think he's a good player. But, like,
God, I hate
Williams.
To hear that. I hate to hear that.
So unless you want to go with Morig, and you don't have a spot to play him because he's a free safety, you're left with kind of guys in Zaven Collins and Asante Samuel who are positions of need, but I don't know that they have what it takes to play where you need them to play. Or you could get like Terrace Marshall, the receiver out of LSU.
So here's the question is,
what would you do here?
Well, here's the question. If this scenario happens, does it push the Saints to do the unthinkable in the Loomis era, the trade down?
Well, I can do that.
What do you got on the table?
Well, I turned it all down cuz but I could trade, let's see. How about trading with the Chiefs at 31? You want to see what because a lot of these guys will probably still be there. I mean, you could do something like that, you know?
Yeah.
You say, hey, yeah. So let me see. Let me see what the Chiefs are offering here.
So what do you got? I know Kevin's ears are burning somewhere because we're thinking about doing a trade.
Yeah, we could go down three spots and pick up 136.
Yeah. So
just take a guy.
Yeah. So, what's the best? Throw it by me again. What's the best receiver there?
Terrace Marshall of LSU.
I think it doesn't thrill me. But I'll get excited about it and
go Tigers.
I think you do it, and I think it disappoints me a little because we know what they need on defense. But at the same time, if Marshall's really good, Thomas, Kamara, Marshall, Troutman, you got Jameis, you got a big arm. That could be fun. So I'm going to say grab Marshall.
All right, I did it. I know there's some fans out there that are probably screaming, you should have taken Zaven Collins, you should have taken Asante Samuel, you know, and those are definitely positions of need, and those are, I think, players that could help the Saints, especially if they end up being really good. But, yeah, I mean, the bottom line is, you know, I think there's question marks with both. I think there's question marks with Terrace Marshall, too, you know, so I think it really just boils down to, you know, which one of the three do you feel best about as an NFL player?
All right. So I guess worst case scenario for me would also be that the Saints get a little desperate and they get reckless in the second round. So, like, what's still available at corner that you think the Saints, since we're trying to do the worst case scenario?
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
For them, what would be a corner that's still there where the Saints would say, hey, we're going to go up from, we're going to move up from 60. We got those two third round comp picks. We are going to move up from 60 and we're going to get this corner, even though he's not really falling, and we may even overdraft him, but God damn it, we need a corner.
Well, we're already at 60, so that ship has sailed. I'm offered, so we're at 60 right now. The Browns are offering 89 and 91. Would you like to pick up two top 100 picks and move down?
What do they have at six? What's available?
So somehow Elijah Moore is still there at 60. He has dropped all the way down. We've already taken a receiver though. Yeah. the next best guys are Jabril Cox out of LSU. I mean, we could just go ahead and make this an all LSU draft. You've got the defensive tackle out of Iowa, Davion Nixon. And then you've got Alabama center Landon Dickerson and North Carolina running back Javonte Williams. If you want to go corner, there's a guy out of UCF, Aaron Robinson. You've got an edge guy out of UAB, Jordan Smith. Elijah Molden out of Washington is a corner. Joseph out of Kentucky is a corner.
I would say this. I would either trade down or I would – I love Cox from LSU. Like, I just think
– Dylan Moses out of Alabama is there too, but that's starting to get pretty low down the
– I mean, if I was – if I am – and it's not just my LSU, but I look at Cox, and he looks like he's got the body and everything you want in a linebacker. I would love to take him. If you don't want to take him, I would be – I would say get those two extra picks.
Let's make this the – Go Tigers, Homer LSU podcast.
Go Why Tigers. Not?
Let's do it. He's done. So we got
Jabril Cox. We got a linebacker now.
Yeah.
All right. So we're entering the third round now. And we're going to see what drops to us. We got a couple third round picks. Are we going seven here? We're just going to pick some names we've never heard of in the seventh
That's right.
Round?
We're just going to do it. Okay. We're just going to motor. We're just going to power through.
All right. Dylan Moses still out there. Let's see if he lasts. Nope, he's gone. Titans just got him.
All right. But I mean, so we got Cox, so Dylan Moses would have kind of been doubled
that's
up
true.
At linebacker.
That's a good point. All right, we are picking at 98, and our options are Trill Williams, the cornerback out of Syracuse. You know, he's got excellent size and speed, you know, so I think that's the pick right there. I think you got to go corner.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got some others. I mean, if you want to, you got Tyler Shelvin out of LSU who's in our top five. So if you want to keep going LSU, we can get reckless here. From your neck of the woods, there's an edge player, Peyton Turner out of Houston.
Well, the thing about Sheldon for LSU is his RAS score is horrible. Like, he does not have
any intelligence score.
No, that's they take all your three cone, your lift, your 40, and there's a guy who does it. He takes them all and he puts them in a composite score, and then he rates you against like if you have like a 9.9, right? Like JC
so it's
Horn,
like a speed and it's like a speed and agility thing.
Yeah, he like JC Horn was like the 99th percentile of every corner drafted since 1987.
Wow.
So like Sheldon is the opposite of that. His score is like he scored like a 1 on it. Like his score was horrific. And I just like I don't mind a guy like if you give me his measurables and you're like everything is within the range of having the physical skills to play the position, but he didn't bench enough, or he wasn't quite the three cone drill wasn't quite good enough. Like,
right.
we'll look,
Ralph. I mean, look, the Trill Williams is the pick, right?
I mean, yeah,
we need
I think
a corner.
So. Yeah, we need a corner.
We got to do this. Okay.
Yeah, and I like the name Trill. That could be fun.
That could be fun.
Hi, this is Ralph Marlborough from the Saints Happy Hour podcast. It's that time of year again. All eyes are on pro basketball and the start of the Major League Baseball season. BetOnline has all the betting action. In the NBA, the conference races are heating up as teams prepare to make their run for the playoffs. And if baseball is your first love, BetOnline has you covered. If you love hockey, golf, MMA, and championship boxing, BetOnline has it all. Every sport, every game, every matchup. BetOnline has you covered for all the odds and real-time updates and is the place for all your sports betting needs. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to place and check in on all your favorite sports bets all the time. Head over to the website or use your mobile device and bring home the game with BetOnline. We are on the Locker Room app every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, talking Saints, talking NFL, talking draft. It's amazing. You can interact with us, goof at us, you can make fun of me, mispronounce names, you can ask serious draft questions about Andrew. We're having a blast talking Saints live. All you have to do is go download the Locker Room app for free in the iOS App Store. Create a profile, link to your Twitter, and then join the NFL group. Follow me at Saints Happy Hour to be notified when the room goes live. We'll be going live every Wednesday at around 9 o'clock to talk Saints, to talk draft, and basically to make fun of me mispronouncing names. So do it. Download the Locker Room app today and then join us live every Wednesday at 9 o'clock.
Shelvin just got picked ahead of us. Now, oh, this is an interesting trade that the Texans are offering us. Okay, so we're at 105. And we're about to pick. The Texans are letting us move down four spots to 109, but we pick up 158, and we have to give them back 255.
I say do it. That's interesting.
So you're only moving down four spots, but you move up about 50 spots with the other pick.
Yeah, I like that. I like that trade.
You like that. All right,
do it.
So we're making that trade.
That'll make Held happy.
All right, so at 109 now, here's your options. You got Chaz Surratt, the linebacker out of UNC. You got Joe Tryon, the edge player out of Washington.
Chaz Surratt sounds like a guy that's in a fraternity and pays his way through college selling roofies to people that he shouldn't.
He does a lot of blow. Yeah.
He does a lot of blow. He sells roofies, and you wouldn't want any woman in your life that you care about to be within 6 miles of him.
Yes, agreed. Which might be a reason to take him. you got Joe Tryon, edge out of Washington. So if you want an edge guy, you know, this might be our chance to get one. You've got a tight end, Kenny Yeboah out of Ole Miss. You know, we know he's an explosive pass catcher. He doesn't necessarily have the blocking, but I think he can be a receiver for the Saints. And then those are probably like the main guys as I'm looking at this.
I want the tight end.
You also have Tommy Treble out of Notre Dame.
Ooh, I like the old
Kellen Mond out of Texas A&M, the quarterback, and Kyle Trask. They're both.
No, you know me. I'm not a big fan of taking edge guys middle to late in the draft just because they never pan out. And it's like a lottery. I like Treble of the tight end from Ole Miss. The tight end for Ole Miss, I think.
Yeboah is from Ole Miss. Treble's from Notre Dame.
Yeah, Yeboah from Ole Miss. I think he could. I think he has more upside as a pass catcher. I think Treble could probably play sooner. You know?
So which one do you want?
I go Ole Miss. That'll make my mom happy because my mom's an Ole Miss graduate.
We're going heavy
Ole Miss.
SEC. All right.
Yeah, we're going heavy SEC. I like it.
All right. Kellen Mond just got taken by the Broncos, so he's a goner. Kyle Trask just got taken by the Vikings, so he'll be backing up Kirk Cousins.
Neither of those guys thrilled. Like, they're like deluxe Garrett Grayson for all I care.
All right, we're here at 133. This one's interesting. You've got Khalil Herbert from Virginia Tech. You've got Keith Taylor, a cornerback out of Washington. You got Dalen Hayes, a Notre Dame edge. Osa Odigizua, a defensive tackle. And I don't know. What do you think about the defensive tackle, Ralph, since you can't pronounce
it? Is Puka Williams from Kansas available?
Let's see.
He's a running back, and I watched him in the Big 12, and he was fun, and I like saying Puka.
He's gone.
Damn it.
He is gone. No, he's still there. He's ranked low. He's ranked 295.
So all right. We'll
be able to get him later.
I guess we go interior then.
I mean, do you want a running back? Do you want Khalil Herbert? Or we could do Keith Taylor, the corner, or we could go edge, the Notre Dame edge guy, or the UCLA defensive tackle, whose name is crazy.
Who is the defensive?
I feel like we got to get at least one guy with a crazy last name.
Let's do crazy last name.
Oh, it's Osa. So that's when it's easy. OSA. The last name is Odigizua. Odigizua.
Odigizua?
Odigizua. Yeah.
Odigizua?
That's right.
Yeah, that's a good name for me. He can become good, and I can butcher his name for half a decade.
That's perfect. All right. We're taking the defensive tackle. He was out of UCLA, in case you were curious. So we're going Pac-12.
Yeah, they drafted Rodney Lesley, who was
bad. He was bad.
Yes, he was.
Rodney Lesley was not a good player. All right, here we come. This is the pick that we acquired. So this is 158. All right, we got some interesting options.
And I like this because the Saints need, even though this is the worst case scenario draft, it's kind of gone okay. And we were gonna title this draft the worst case scenario for the Saints, but I'll probably end up titling it the LSU mock draft since we picked so many LSU and SEC guys. It hasn't turned out that bad. And Andrew, extra picks. I know the Saints don't trade down in real life, but they really should because they need. They need bodies. They need to fill out the middle of this roster. But go ahead. What's available? Yeah.
So we got Radarius Williams, who's a corner. I don't know if you want to double dip at corner. We've got a tackle, Tommy Doyle out of Miami of Ohio. We've got a guard, David Moore out of Grambling. We've got an edge guy. We still haven't taken an edge guy. We got Shaka Toney. And we have a quarterback, Jamie Newman out of Georgia, which, yuck. And we have a running back, Chuba Hubbard out of Oklahoma State.
Chuba Hubbard. Gotta take him.
So we're not going to get Puka later, right?
No, we're going Chuba. I like Chuba. I like Puka. That's a good name. Chuba is a better name. And think of the jokes, Andrew. I mean, if Chuba ends up being good, you got Chuba Kamara duo, like Chuba Bubba. You could do. Oh, we got so many jokes. He made me spring a Chuba. I mean, just the possibilities, Andrew. You got that's a gold standard joke. Yeah.
If he hits the buffet at halftime, you know there's a Chuba joke. There.
Oh yeah, if he puts on weight, Chuba needs to lose a couple of Chubbas. Oh, it's fantastic.
All right, we'll take the running back.
Yeah.
All right.
So this draft was supposed to be worst case scenario, but I think we've sort of pulled it out of the ditch, Andrew.
Well, we're not done yet. We still got some ways to go here. We can still butcher this. We still have a chance to take the next Colston and botch it by taking a Tommy Stevens instead.
I will say, man, the Saints 2017 draft, it looks more ridiculous by the day. Like, Anzalone might be the worst pick of the bunch, and he's the best Saints linebacker they've drafted in 20 years. Even Muhammad, who didn't stick with the Saints, he's making $3.5 million a year with the Colts. So, like, that draft is just insanity. You know?
Okay, I mean, I think at this point in the draft, you just take the best guy that's out there, right?
Yeah.
The best player available. All right, here we are at 2018, and the best player is a tight end, Quinton Morris of Bowling Green. Mm-hmm. The second best player is Nick Eubanks of Michigan, also a tight end. But we could take Chris Rumpf, edge from Duke, or Dan Moore, offensive tackle, Texas A&M.
So I'm not taking I'm not taking a Duke player. No. No, we're not.
So are we taking another tight end, or you want to go offensive tackle?
I think you go. Well, does the offensive tackle? How are his traits? Like, because you don't need him to play now. Yeah,
he's a hardworking college left tackle who projects on the strong side. Starts with a good knee bend, and anchors
bendy
in pass protection. Yep, makes good use of angles and pass protection. Fundamentally sound tackle. Negative is he's not quick or nifty. Stiffness hinders his ability to finish blocks.
Sounds like Stinchcomb.
Yeah, a little bit.
I like it. I mean, they need a they need a tackle.
It's consistent with our SEC.
Yeah.
Bias.
It's not quite this.
Go Tigers. Right,
Dan,
close
Moore.
Enough.
Dan Moore, you're in the mix. You're on the team.
Yeah.
All right. We are in the seventh round now. We actually have the first pick in the seventh round. I'm not exactly sure how we acquired that, but here we are. We could go another receiver.
Well, that's the Jacksonville pick. That's the Malcolm Brown pick.
Oh, right. We could go Marlon Williams out of Central Florida. He's a receiver. We could get Diomodor Lenore, a corner from Oregon. Still could get an edge guy, Jonathan.
Who's
Cooper
that gunner from?
State.
Who's the dude from LSU that projects to get drafted is solely because he's
McMath?
Yeah, I want him.
Let's see if he's still out here. Yeah, he's still out there.
Go Tigers! Go Tigers! Go Tigers!
Right, Racy McMath, it is.
That's who I want.
I took him.
Yeah.
I think we might have one more.
Your outdoor experiences could be better, clearly better. Canon's sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. Using Japanese optics, Canon's lenses are clearer, lighter, and stronger than other lenses, and are nearly impossible to scratch. With frames handcrafted in Italy, Canon's sunglasses elevate your experiences outside with a degree of clarity beyond your wildest imagination. Use the exclusive code KanonCast15 at Canon.com to receive 15% off your first pair. That's KAENONCAST15. Canon, clearly better.
Hi, this is Ralph Marlboro from the Saints Happy Hour podcast. It's that time of year again. All eyes are on pro basketball and the start of the Major League Baseball season. BetOnline has all the betting action. In the NBA, the conference races are heating up as teams prepare to make their run for the playoffs. And if baseball is your first love, BetOnline has you covered. If you love hockey, golf, MMA, and championship boxing, BetOnline has it all. Every sport, every game, every matchup. BetOnline has you covered for all the odds and real-time updates and is the place for all your sports betting needs. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to place and check in on all your favorite sports bets all the time. Head over to the website or use your mobile device and bring home the game with BetOnline.
I like this draft. It turned out well.
Or do we not have a second seventh? Is that the only seventh we have?
No, I think that's the only seventh they've got.
Yeah, I think you might be right. All right, so we might be done.
So they ended up drafting. We ended up drafting nine guys, right?
I believe so. But let me
because we traded down, and they got an extra pick.
All right, so here's our class. We got Terrace Marshall out of LSU, receiver. We got a linebacker, Jabril Cox, out of LSU.
I love it.
And then at 98, so another top 100 player, we got Trill Williams at corner. So those are kind of our top three picks. Then we got Kenny Yeboah, tight end, out of Mississippi. We got Osa Odigizua, defensive tackle, UCLA. We got Chuba Hubbard, the running back out of Oklahoma State. I know you're excited about that one, Ralph. We got Dan Moore, a tackle out of Texas A&M, and then your boy Racy McMath, another LSU player.
Go Tigers!
So that's eight. We drafted eight bodies, and three of them are LSU.
We started out. It was worst case scenario.
I kind of hate this draft. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't. Here's the thing. I don't.
You know
I
love LSU, and I hate.
I love
draft.
LSU. I don't hate this draft. Because here's the thing, Andrew, the corner is a problem because Trill Williams is a border. I think he's a borderline lottery ticket, so that is a problem. But I really believe that Marshall is going to be a solid number two receiver. I think Cox is going to be a freaking star, and I think you got a gunner. Now, the rest of them. I don't know about, but if you told me you got a number two receiver, you got a really potential, a guy who's going to play and be very, very good
Cox. He's going to be the best player in this draft. And we get to make Chuba jokes because he is going to be a tandem with Alex, with Alvin Kamara. I think I give this draft a solid B plus. You hate it.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite might be Racy McMath in the seventh, just for special teams reasons.
Go Tigers!
I think Terrace Marshall would be a good receiver. Like, I think he'd be a good player. Jabril Cox, I'm not as bullish on him as you are. Trill Williams, I think, could amount to something, and then the rest of these guys is a total crapshoot. So, yeah, I you know, as things stand today, I feel like, you know, if we go back to 2017, which is a huge draft for the Saints, they in Kamara, they basically got a starter. In Ramchick, they got a starter. And in Lattimore, they got a starter. So out of that class.
And Williams.
They got four starters out of that class. And I would say that Lattimore and Kamara and Ramchick are unquestionably Pro Bowlers. And Marcus Williams is kind of knocking on the door, right? And Hendrickson was too. So, I mean, that class ended up producing five. I mean, if you add Anzalone, that class produced six stud players. I think right now they're going to need three starters. If they get eight guys, they're going to need three quality starters.
I don't think it's realistic. I think the best case.
I don't think so either.
I think the best case scenario is you get one really good starter and you get two dudes that play a lot and contribute, and by the end of the year, you like them.
That's
right?
Like Troutman. That's like Adam Troutman. So you get one starter and two Troutmans.
That's right.
I think different positions.
If you hit it out of the park and it's a really, really good draft, you get like a Troutman, you get like a Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, where his rookie year, I would say he contributed more than Troutman did, and you felt really good about him, and he was interesting going into his second year. I would say that's the best case scenario, like 2019, where you got McCoy and you got Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, but maybe you get two of them. Not at corner, obviously. You know, it's just it's where they are. Final question, and then I'll get out of here, because we started this draft as worst case scenario, and it quickly turned into the
Go Tigers
LSU draft, which was delightful because I got to make jokes.
We'll be doing a bunch of others, so don't worry. You know, we'll do others where you'll listen. We won't be taking LSU players.
So, but here's my question. You know, because remember in 2018 draft, Sean Payton, they talked about all off season. They're like, we must get a pass rusher. And they tried to get, I forget the free agent that signed with Green Bay, Wilkerson, or I forget his name. They tried to get a bunch of pass rushers. It didn't work out. And then they went into the draft, and they were like, we're getting a pass rusher. And they traded a two first, Marcus Davenport, a.k.a. Marcus two first. So my question
is, I think that position is corner this year.
Well, that's what I'm
saying. Yeah, I think if they go into the draft, I think if there's one thing where they're like, we have to get this, to me, it's corner. And, you know, I look at 28, you look at Greg Newsome, he was picked out of Northwestern, he was picked 25th. So that could be a guy where I think they would try to move up to 24, 23 to get him ahead of the team that might pick him.
I mean, that's not a – so you're saying what would happen is the Saints would look at their corners and they would say – listen, all the top guys that we expected to be gone are gone, and Newsome is the last guy before there's a big drop. So, like, there's a drop between Newsome and whoever they have below
Asante,
him.
Asante Samuel, yeah.
Right? So, you know, listen, I know people hate moving up, but to me, like, you know, they burned a third in 2014 to get Brandon Cooks. They burned a future second to get Alvin Kamara. And those are two guys that worked out. I don't mind if you burn a future asset that's not a first or second round pick to get the guy you want. So, like, if they're like, hey, we got to move to 23 and we got to get Newsome and we got to burn a third round pick in 2022 because we know we're getting a comp pick for Fontenot and we're getting a comp pick for Hendrickson, we're going to burn our own third round pick. Do it. Like, it's fine. Yeah. You know?
Well, they'd probably burn one of their two-thirds this year.
You don't. I don't know. You know, in 2017, they. It really depends, I guess, on how they feel about this draft. Because in 2017, they loved that draft. Like, the Saints were like, we love the top 100 players in this draft, and we don't want to give up future assets. And that was the reason why System Corner, aka Malcolm Butler, it didn't happen. Because the Saints were like, New England, we are not freaking budging. We're not give we think this draft is so deep. We're not giving you a pick from this draft. And even when they moved up to get Kamara, they did the future second to stay in it. So I guess it just depends to me, Andrew. You're probably right on future assets, but I guess it just depends on how they feel about the depth and how they like this draft. Because every team says they like the draft, but they'll, if you inject them with truth serum, they'll tell you what they really think. And they'll say, this draft, it isn't as good as last year, or it's the best one they've had in a couple years, or it's just okay. So I think that depends on what they want to do with future assets.
Yeah, I mean, I would tell you right now, I would be much more comfortable getting Greg Newsome, not getting one of those third round guys, and not getting Terrace Marshall. Like, I would prefer it to work out that way, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. You know, my wife. She's clapping in the background. It's officially Astros season. For people that are new to the podcast, people that are longtime listeners know this. My wife treats every Astros game the same, whether it's a split squad game in Florida or it's game six of the World Series. She believes the Astros, if they love her, they will go 162-0, and she accepts nothing less. Andrew, it is really, really strange to watch a person that invested in baseball 162 nights a year. It's crazy.
I was going to say it's a little early. You want to usually save your momentum so you have a little bit more juice at the end of the season. But it is impressive that Selly seems to be able to carry it from first to last. And, you know, listen, it's not like the Astros are done at 162. They're always in the playoffs.
No.
A lot of times they're in the mix for the World Series. So.
No, but this is a crazy thing. Like, in the playoffs, she's, like, oddly calm. And I'm, like, losing my mind, pacing and this and that. And she's just, like, sitting there, like, totally calm because she just treats – she brings an intensity to – like, I don't – like, if the Saints played – not that it was 162, but if the Saints played, like it was soccer, Andrew, and the Saints played, like, 25 or 30 games a year, I could not bring this the intensity that she brings to the Astros. I could not do that with the Saints, like, 30, 35 times a year. It's just – it's too much.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's probably why my interest in, even in basketball, I'm a huge fan, but even, like, you know, on a given night, if the Pelicans play terrible, it's like, 82 game season, whatever. But no, I think part of it with football is, you know, look, you got to, every game matters.
Yeah.
Every single game, it's like critical to, you know, the standings and everything and making the playoffs. And so, the margin of error is so small in the NFL. So you do feel the weight of every play, you know, forget the game. I mean, you feel the weight of every play. So that's what's always made it more exciting for me.
Well, and not that people care about baseball as we wrap this up, but I'm excited because we have purchased an Astros mini season ticket plan, and we're going to be going to 20 of the games. So we're heavily, heavily invested in the Astros, even more so than normal. Not that
I'm cool with the, they got Alex Bregman, speaking of the LSU Tigers draft.
People on Twitter quickly learned that, like, they can't come at me with the Astros cheat. Not that I block people or care. I just, like, they cheated to get a World Series. I don't care. Like, the Saints got cheated out of a Super Bowl. You think anybody cares about that? No. They got me a ring. I don't care that they did or did not cheat for it. I got $400 worth of swag, 2017 World Series merchandise. You think I give a shit that they were stealing signs? I do not.
I don't blame you one bit.
This podcast suddenly turned into a baseball podcast. But guys, thanks for joining us. This is the Saints Happy Hour. Become a patron. Support the show. We're the best Saints podcast on earth, not just number one in Malta. And if you don't like the commercials, become a patron, $7 level. You get this podcast every single day, ad-free, no ads ever. So, guys, thanks for joining us. Support the show. For Andrew, I'm Ralph. We will see you again tomorrow.